Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. Have a special guest joining me in studio from Regulation Beats, the owner, creator, founder of Regulation Beats, Noah Perales. How are we doing, Noah?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you for having me today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming on today. We were able to meet over with our friends at News Channel 9 on the Daily Refresh. You were talking about Regulation Beats. We had a little bit of a conversation. I love anything positive that has to do with music. Obviously, right? This is the wheelhouse that I'm in, playing music all the time for different reasons, and it does invoke so many different emotions. That's why I think people connect with music so nice. Mm-hmm. And you know this more than anyone, especially in your field. You're a certified occupational therapy assistant, and you have created this emotion regulation program that uses music production as a tool. And that sounds all well and good, but I know I try to explain it to some people, at least from what I can gather from notes and from reading about it. I think you're going to do a better job at explaining it, though.
So, it's definitely a very simple, but at the same time, very complex idea.
Yeah, exactly.
So the whole premise came about, you know, I had a big life change where I had a relationship status change, had to move somewhere, have a new job, and it was shortly after I finished a music production program, and so I was making music during that entire time. Also, I had been an occupational therapy assistant and in the therapy field for like 4 years prior to that. Mm-hmm. And during this period, I felt just a lot of really great benefits from making music in this, you know, this big change of life. And so I decided to structure that and bring it into the clinic and make some songs with my kids. So it started with just creating a song about their emotional state, and it avalanched into the 25 activity program that it is right now, where they do a variety of different things like making full songs, recording audio, analyzing different sounds, writing lyrics, and collaborating with each other.
Exactly. So talk about who this program is technically for. Who should be involved in this? Who should participate for regulation?
Yeah, it's for everyone. I designed it to be as inclusive as possible, whether that be, you know, across the lifespan. So the youngest person I've done this with was 1.5, I believe. And then the oldest was 92. And it's also inclusive of a variety of different cognitive, behavioral, and physical challenges. Mm-hmm. So as an occupational therapy assistant, I have experience with treating those, a variety of those diagnoses and challenges, whether that be someone with an amputation, someone with autism, someone with bipolar disorder, and, you know, many, many more. So it's very adaptable, especially with, you know, me being there to help anybody engage with it.
Yeah, I know. It's a fascinating process, too. And you guys can check out what a typical session looks like if you can follow Noah on social media. And we can put all the links and everything on our website, too, so people will find it at hits96.com. I wanted to play an example of one of the songs, because what happens is at a typical session, right, you basically are creating music with this person, and then they get to take that home.
Absolutely, yeah. That's what I love about it, too. Especially nowadays with all the music technology that we have. Within the hour, we can sit there, make this song about their emotions. They can record audio of themselves, put it into the song, and then I can send it home with them or the parents as just a little WAV file that they can have on their phone and use as a tool to help regulate in the future.
And I'm sure the kids love it.
Yeah.
Like, to be able to have that, hear their voice or hear what they've created.
One of my favorite moments is when I'm telling them we're going to record audio, and then I'll secretly record them answering my question and then play it back, and then their faces and reactions to hearing themselves is amazing. That's one of my favorite parts of the experience.
So we have a little bit of a sample here from Emmett. What can we know about Emmett before we hear this?
Yeah, so Emmett was a kid that I got the opportunity to work with in a couple different settings, and he was working on a lot of, you know, communication skills. So just being able to label different emotions and different components of the emotional experience, whether that be like how his heart is beating or the things that he wants to do and how that relates to his inner states. So we got to do a lot of conversing. And this is actually a video on my social media.
Yeah.
It's a really good one. So if you guys want to go check it out, he's a super awesome kid. And then in addition to that, we got to work on, you know, him just working on his mindfulness and self-awareness skills. So tapping into what's going on with his body and how that, again, relates to his emotional experiences.
It really is cool. And he wanted to do an angry, sad, creepy song.
Yeah.
When it comes down to what he wanted to create. So we're going to play a quick sample of that song right now, right here on Hits 96. This is Emmett's song that he did with Regulation Beats. that is Emmett with Regulation Beats. And now Emmett can say he had a song on the radio.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. I'll definitely have to pass this along to him. Yeah.
So fascinating stuff. And then we have one more to play. I wanted to give people just a real idea of what they're working with. And then, of course, they can get more information and follow you on social media at Regulation Beats, Facebook, Instagram. And again, we're going to post up all the links at hits96.com. Real quick, what should we know about Gracie here?
Yeah, so Gracie was a kiddo I was working on invoking more positive affect and positive emotions. So they were challenged, just as anybody, you know, can be, with some harder times and some negative thinking patterns. So we developed this optimism song basically on a regulated emotional state. And the idea was, not only do we get to learn about that state while we create the song, but she also gets the tool to use and listen to outside of the session to help her, again, you know, evoke some more positive feelings. So mm-hmm. I think one of the prompts I gave her for this was, you know, if a friend was going through this hard time, what would you say to them? So she got to take that idea and that lyric writing prompt and incorporate it into the song, which was a real good way to have some, you know, more positive self-talk and this cool tool to invoke that with.
Absolutely. So this is Gracie's song.
I can do anything.
There we go. That's Gracie right there. Another song on the radio. So
nice.
When you reach out to Gracie and Emmett, you can let them know they're radio stars now. Absolutely.
Awesome. And I love those songs too, because two completely different ends of the spectrum,
right,
which is, you know, very encompassing of how we experience emotions. They're not all pleasant and harmonious. Some are a little bit more uncomfortable and dissonant, but still equally as important to learn about.
Mm-hmm. And that's really the idea when it comes down to it. The brass tacks of it all is for these people to realize emotions, understand their emotions, and to kind of walk away with a better understanding of them.
Absolutely. A better understanding, and then just a greater toolkit to address their experiences, whether that be with other people or within themselves.
Truly fascinating stuff. Make sure you follow Noah. That's at Regulation Beats. And again, we'll post up all the links on our website at hits96.com. You can follow him on Facebook and Instagram. And you're going to be over at the Chattanooga Autism Conference coming up next month.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's put on by the Chattanooga Autism Center. And that'll be over downtown. So I'm really looking forward to sharing more about this program.
Absolutely. And we'll be posting all those details again, hits96.com. Noah, thanks for coming in and telling us all about it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
It's Hits 96.